The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Linda Hughes is with me in the meantime. Linda's a meteorologist at Met Éireann. Linda, what is the forecast? What can people expect over the next 24 hours?
Hi, Kieran. Well, Storm Éowyn is going to pass close to the northwest of Ireland tonight and tomorrow. And this is going to be an exceptional storm. So many people won't have experienced a storm like this before. It really is going to be an unusual event. So we're going to start seeing the effects of the storm beginning at midnight tonight. That's when the status orange warnings come in effect, starting at midnight. And they continue right through until 4 p.m. tomorrow, and within that several status red warnings. They are going to be for the entire country, just starting and ending at slightly different times depending on your county, so check the Met Éireann website and app for the details on the timings for your particular county. So it is a countrywide event, and it is going to be extremely impactful and dangerous.
And that impact is primarily wind. Is it, will there be much rain with the storm? People in coastal areas, what should they be conscious of?
Yes, there is going to be rain associated with it. It won't be the most impactful part of the storm. It is going to, we see some rain actually moving into the southwest already. So there is a rain warning out, for a yellow rain warning for southern counties. So there will be some heavy falls of rain later on this evening and through the night as well. Once that clears northeastwards, it'll be followed by some heavy showers. So may see some localised flooding, but for this storm, it really is the severe winds that are the most going to be the most impactful.
And by this time tomorrow, large parts of the country will have seen the worst of it off. What's the forecast thereafter for the weekend?
Well, it is going to, so we'll start to see the winds ease off as we go through the tomorrow afternoon. So winds easing off. So by tomorrow evening, winds will be kind of much lighter than earlier on in the day. So then on Saturday, it's going to be quite a cold day with lower temperatures. We could actually see some falls of sleet and snow on Saturday, actually. And then Sunday, back to more wet and windy conditions for Sunday. So actually quite a lot of weather on the way, even once Storm Éowyn has passed through. But certainly the storm should be on everyone's minds now. For tonight and tomorrow.
Sleet and snow where on Saturday?
In a lot of the country, actually, there's going to be some showers or longer spells of precipitation. So we could see some falls of primarily sleet, but on higher elevations, some snow as well. And even with the storm Éowyn as well tonight, as the band of rain moves northeastwards, we are likely to see some falls of sleet and snow in the northwest of the country tonight. But it will transition back to rain then. So we're not expecting any accumulations or anything from that, but it could turn a bit wintry as well tonight, along with the very severe winds. So really everyone advised to stay indoors during this event.
All right, excellent detail. Listen, Linda, thanks a million for that. Linda Hughes is a meteorologist at Met Éireann. Jeremy Ryan is with us as well, Director of Public Transport Services at the National Transport Authority. Jeremy, what is happening with public transport in different parts of the country over the next 24 hours?
Okay, well, look, the message really is there'll be major disruption to public transport services. Really from late evening tonight in the south of the country, in Cork in particular, we'll be having to withdraw services. Tomorrow, major disruption throughout the country. We're asking people not to attempt to travel during the red weather period in whatever area they're in. It's really important we want passengers and transport staff to stay safe. So there'll be no public transport services during the red warning period in each area, or indeed for the period before that and after, immediately after, because first of all, we need to get drivers to return to their garages and depots in advance of the red warning, red weather event. And then after the event has passed, whatever area of the country we're looking at, drivers and maintenance crews will need to get into work when it's safe for them to do so and remobilise services after the event. And I think we'd ask people to bear with the transport operators and their staff as they try to get services back operating after the event in each area. There'll be trees down, there'll be branches on roads. possible overhead wire damage on Dart and Lewis. We don't know. We'll have to wait and see what happens. Okay. But there's every likelihood there'll be disruption after the event has passed as well. It'll take a while to get back to normal. But we'll ask people bear with us on that.
And so for people who are living in different parts of the country and that red weather warning gets downgraded to orange at some stage tomorrow, and they're wondering when services might get up and running, where can they find out about all those different services?
We'd ask people to go on to the TFI website, transportforireland.ie, and operator websites will have up-to-date information as well on services as they're withdrawn and as they come back into service.
All right. TFI, Transport...
transportforireland.ie.
Transportforireland.ie. That website will have the information you need, or those other service providers as well will have it on their websites. Jeremy, listen, thank you for that. Keith Leonard with us as well. Keith is Director of Fire and Emergency Management at the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government. Keith, what is the plan of action from your point of view?
Hi, Kieran. So we had a National Emergency Coordination Group meeting today, and we heard on the planning and preparedness in all sectors, particularly local authorities who will be leading the coordination of the response to this severe weather at local level. And really, all the agencies were outlining their plans for what is going to be a very prolonged and difficult recovery operation, particularly for ESB, who will have to deal with the power outages, and also local authorities who will have to try and clear the roads from tomorrow and into Saturday.
Yeah, because you and I were only speaking a couple of weeks ago during the cold snap, and obviously there's an awful lot that can be done in advance of weather like that in terms of gritting and salt and what have you. A storm like this, though, I assume the preparation from your point of view is kind of preparation for the aftermath to a large degree, is it?
That's right. But you would have heard that, let's say, ESB networks are diverting staff all into their emergency response, which is an important kind of pre-positioning piece. And likewise, local authorities would be diverting all their outdoor staff now into the preparations, so to get out as quickly as possible tomorrow.
And the difficulty as well, I take it, with a kind of a red weather warning is that, you know, when cables go down, it's very difficult to send out teams, and particularly where the whole country is impacted by it. I can't remember which, was it Ophelia a few years ago when we had 380 odd thousand homes without power, and suggestions we might hit that target again? Not that it's a target you want to hit.
No, it's not a target we want to hit, absolutely. But look at Jay, you're right. It's going to be very difficult working conditions for the essential services operators tomorrow. But they are going to get out as early as they possibly can, where it's safe to do, to try and restore. And they will be supported by local authorities, by civil defence, and where necessary, by the defence forces. And we saw how those operations kind of worked well during the previous snow as well, with that kind of cross-sectoral support. So we will be hoping for that piece to come into effect very quickly from tomorrow afternoon onwards.
And what then, Keith, is your message to people who, you know, will inevitably venture out despite the red weather warning? And you know as well as I do that we'll all see it. There'll be a video of some idiot jumping in off the pier in Salt Hill or somewhere.
So I suppose the first thing to say on that is, like, most people, I think, exercise fairly good judgment in these situations. And really, you heard from Linda there earlier, you know, these are dangerous, damaging, really high-risk conditions to be outside. And our advice is for people to shelter in place. That's a strong public safety message. It's a simple message. Do not go out during those red warning conditions.
Barry Kenny is with us as well. Keith, Barry's Corporate Communications Manager with Irish Rail, of course. Barry, how are your services impacted now over the next day and a half?
Well, Kieran, I suppose it's the scale of what we're facing is clear from what we've just heard. So for tomorrow morning and for the duration of status red warnings anywhere, there will be no rail services anywhere on our network. So from the first, if the first scheduled trains in the morning won't be operating, and as long as the red is in place, we won't even be trying to operate, because obviously we won't be bringing our own staff and crews in. Then people can expect significant disruption for quite a while afterwards. We're obviously going to have to get crews in. We're going to have to make sure that the rail lines are safe to operate trains. We'll be sending out what we call proving trains, where basically they are either locomotives or empty trains. We'll have our maintenance crews on those. They'll have chainsaws. They'll be checking for fallen trees, things like overhead line damage, as Jeremy mentioned earlier on, the DART as well, any other infrastructure damage. So trains will only start to operate when it is safe for customers and staff alike. We'll obviously advise people of that as a changes during the day, but as a simple message is, don't expect to have to be travelling tomorrow, and there will absolutely be no services in the morning.
And it, where warnings, red weather warnings, are lifted or downgraded to orange, for I'll give the example of my part of the country since I know it well. Let's say Kilkenny and Waterford, by about 10 a.m. tomorrow morning, it's going to be downgraded to orange, but then north of that, Carlow as well, Kildare is not till later in the day, and that train obviously runs from Waterford right up through Kildare into Dublin. I mean, would it ever be looked at to kind of operate a curtailed service just in the orange areas, or do you look at it and say, no, listen, that route has red on it somewhere, it's not worth it?
Yeah, no, our rule tomorrow is we won't be letting trains start their journey if we don't believe they can finish their journey.
Finish the journey as per the timetable.
So, a train out of Waterford is not going to be departing unless we can get it to Houston and get people to where they're looking to go. But we will have our crews in place, as I say, once the orange is in place. Once we have crews in, we'll be sending those empty trains out, going around the infrastructure, making sure it's safe. And we'll be updating people then. It'll become very clear, I suppose, the scale of what we're facing is. We are expecting to see, because, in the storms we will have fallen trees, we are expecting to see, just a scale of that we haven't seen before. Mm. We will do everything we can to have full services on Saturday. There's not a guarantee on that yet either. But so, as I say, tomorrow is, as the Met Air advice, as the government advice is, don't travel, don't be planning to travel, and we'll do everything we can to get safe services back as quickly as we can.
One listener has priorities in order. Will Deliveroo or Just Eat be running tomorrow, I wonder, they say. I'm walking around my neighbourhood in Cork, there's a sense of unreality. Calm, there's bins out in the street, trampolines in the gardens, garden furniture still out, potted plants in the garden. Some people might have a bad morning tomorrow. I hope not. Put it away, folks. If there's a danger of it blowing away, put it away. And actually, with all those energy cuts or electricity cuts possible in different parts of the country as well, charge things up. Little things like your watch or your Kindle, if you read things on that, or whatever it happens to be in the house. It'll save the fights tomorrow amongst the kids. Professor Sean Daly is with me, Master of the Rotunda Hospital as well. Sean, what's the advice? In hospitals all around the country, elective procedures in a situation like this generally don't happen. But I mean, baby's not waiting for a red weather warning to be downgraded. So what is the advice to prospective mothers?
With regard to pregnancy-related care, those women who we were going to induce tomorrow, we have brought in today, so that they will be in the hospital and we'll be able to induce them tomorrow. Those women who we were going to deliver by planned cesarean section are also been brought in today. Now, one or two women live kind of close to the hospital, so we're not admitting them. The gynecology is all cancelled, the day case gynecology. Mm. There are a couple of kind of major gynecology surgeries who, again, we're bringing in today, but we're cancelling all clinics. There are a few women who will need to be seen, and they will be accommodated in the hospital. But we have just opened Hampson House, which is behind Cleary, and that is an absolutely beautiful state-of-the-art outpatient facility, but that's closed totally tomorrow.
And Sean, for women who go into labour, I mean, what's the advice? You got to make your way to hospital, or kind of hold off while you can?
No, absolutely. For those women, it's absolutely normal service.
Okay.
I was on a call earlier with various other hospitals within our regional health authority, and it was pointed out that the Rotunda is almost unique in having hospitals or hotels literally across the road. So we have approached some of those hotels, and we have booked rooms for staff who are coming in and for staff who are going off. So we anticipate having an absolutely safe number of midwives on our labour ward.
Well, listen, we wish you the best of luck with all of the work over the next 24 hours and all the staff there as well. Professor Sean Daly, Master of the Rotunda Hospital. We also spoke to Barry Kenny from Irish Whale, Keith Leonard from the Department of Housing, Planning and Local Government, Jeremy Ryan from the National Transport Authority, and Linda Hughes from Met Éireann.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.